Thank you. me, my father, my brother, my sister, my mother, and father refused to take the front seat. And me and my brother and sister would take the back seat. I would usually sit. Lying often, because I was the youngest. Yeah. So I would sit lying on the back seat like this, looking out the window, counting birds or counting the shapes of the clouds. And we were on our way to the dentist usually. This was really a great car ride because we traveled very far. I love going to the dentist because he would explain everything that he was doing to me. Malcolm, now I'm going to take this tool and tool. And he was explaining how he was going to clean my teeth and why this was important. And then they would prepare the tool, prepare my mouth. I thought that I wanted to be a dentist when I grew up.
So, I was born in Chicago, and have one brother and one sister. And my aunt, her name was Mary Lee, she had two kids herself, named Lance and Kalara. And when we were young, they used to come over to the house. This was really great because they would come over like 6 o'clock. No. They would come over at 6. It was really great because we didn't have to just play Atari. And there was this little thing in the corner. It's a white thing with a green screen. That was a computer. We couldn't touch that. No.
We were pretty religious when I was growing up. And my mother used to play the church all the time. And so we grew up in a place that we didn't curse. And so I remember being about 8 or 9 years old and coming home one day from school. And there were these two kids, Gary and Steve, who sort of was two brothers in this Irish family. And I remember the mother used to always yell out, Darren! Stephen!
My mother used to call out, Malcolm! Clara Lance!
Back in the day, so...
Stop all that playing down there! Someone's gonna get hurt!
I was walking down the block and I got to see some kids playing in front of their house. And I remember hearing Darren call someone a bitch. I'd never heard that word before. So I continue on my way, as it's a strange word. I go downstairs, my mother's cooking dinner, getting things ready. And I go up to her and I tell her a little bit about school and everything. I say, Mom, what's a bitch? And she looks horrified. She's like, where'd you hear that word from? I said, well, Gary and Steven said it. What does it mean? And she told me it meant a female dog. And it was a curse word, never to use it again. And I didn't use it again for another 6 years. Until I got really pissed off at my sister. It flew out of my mouth.
What will you give me? What will you give me?
What am I going to give you?
Yeah, what are you going to give me?
Okay, I'll give you respect.
Okay, I'll take that. What else?
I'll give you friendship.
Okay, I'll take that.
I'll give you my word.
I'll definitely take that. What else?
I'll give you a towel.
Have a moment for myself.
Again?
Yeah, another moment. I thank you for those four things, though. Your word, your friendship.
Okay.
Advice, was it advice?
Respect.
Oh, respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a towel. I haven't seen that yet, though.
They're not coming in that order.
It's not coming in that order.
Yeah. There's gonna be surprises.
Okay.
Just while you're taking your time,
yeah.
Think about what you're gonna give me.
What do you want?
What do you think I want?
To rest your head in my hand.
If I don't?
It's what I think you want.
What else can you give me?
What else do you want?
Thank you. There was a time when I was really young. I think it was before I learned the word bitch. And my father was a bit of a, I don't want to say tyrant, but scary. Basically, one day he was calling me downstairs to the basement, and I yelled down back, I said, "I'm coming." And my sister, who was at the top of the stairs, yelled back to him, "David said he's not coming." I could feel his anger through the floor. And he started storming up the stairs because he did not like being contradicted or, you know, someone saying no. So, you know, being young, I was scared to death, and I just sort of ran and I hid into the bathroom and I locked the door. And he's pounding on the door, which didn't make it any easier. So basically, I found a way of shimmying out the bathroom window, which was really small, but luckily I was small. And I sort of climbed down, and we were sort of on the second floor, and there was a little pipe along the edge, and I sort of shimmied down that as well. And I ran around from the backyard into my best friend's house, who was two doors down, Celeste. And I just sort of said, hi, Celeste. And I sort of explained that my dad was mad, and they understood, and so they hid me for a while. And I'm not quite sure what happened after that. I think my father came by, and they made up some story, and he went back home. And eventually, my mother came to pick me up. And I don't know what really happened, because I don't think I got beaten. But I just remember being so scared that I had to climb out a window and crawl down. We laughed about it later on, but...
I'm sure someone may Thank you. Yeah.